Well, once again, it's time for the pastor's study, amen. Today's study is entitled, What Christians Are Commanded to Have in Common. What Christians are commanded to have in common. Last week, we looked at several things the scripture tells us that each Christian has in common. Then, if you remember, at the end of the study, we asked the question, if Christians have all of these things in common, then why don't they get along? Amen. Why is there so much conflict in churches between individual Christians? You know, we saw last time, we looked quickly at eight things all Christians have in common. Temptations, afflictions, judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. We have the same Lord, the same Spirit, same baptism, the same ministry of reconciliation, and we're all in the same body, the body of Christ. All these things in common. So then why is there so many conflicts between individual Christians within churches? Well, today on the pastor's study, we're going to answer that question. As we do every study by the scriptures, by looking at some things that Christians are commanded by the Word of God to have in common. And I believe that the reason there is so much conflict in our churches between individual Christians, amen, even though we have so many things in common, is because for the most part, Christians are not being obedient to the commands of the scriptures to have certain things in common. So let's look together at some things that we are commanded by the scriptures to have in common. And what you're going to notice as we look at each one of these verses is the word same. The word same is included in each of these commands, indicating that each Christian should be identical in the practice of each. Amen? So let's begin. First of all, let's turn to Romans chapter 12 together. Romans chapter 12. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 16, notice, be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things. Be condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. But I want you to see there, you and I are commanded to have the same mind. It says, be of the same mind one toward another. In other words, don't play favorites. Treat everyone the same way. Amen? Treat everyone with the same respect. Don't elevate someone higher than another. See, that's when we get in trouble, when we do that with individual Christians or within our churches. When some people are lifted up and praised, and some people are forgotten. It's not good. We saw, amen, what happened when Isaac favored one son over the other. Amen. He favored Esau over Jacob and the mother. Amen. Rachel, she favored Jacob. There was a problem in that family. It caused tremendous problems. We need to not pray favorites. Be of the same mind one towards another. See, if we as Christians individually would obey that command, there would be a lot less conflicts in our churches and between individual Christians. You know, don't play favorites. Amen. You need to treat everybody the same. Have the same mind, one toward another. You know, no one's any more important than anyone else. Amen. And that's what that means, to have the same mind. Now, the second thing that you and I are commanded to have the same is found in Philippians chapter 2. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2 together. In verse number 2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. We're commanded, what I want you to see in that verse of Philippians chapter 2, verse 2, is we're commanded to have the same love. The same love. Now, it says, fulfill ye my, let's look at that in the context of the verse. Fulfill ye my joy, Paul says, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. So all of that goes together. If you're going to be like-minded, you have to have the same love. Amen. Being of one accord, you have to have the same love. And of the one mind, you have to have the same love. If you're going to be on the same page, as they say, that's an expression we use today when people agree, you have to have the same love. And as I thought about that, I came up with some things that I believe that we need to have the same love for. Number one, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And I believe people have varying degrees for the love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we were all together on that and loved him like we should love him, boy, we'd see a lot less conflicts and problems. Amen? Also, the love of the Scriptures. Amen. I'm going to ask you a question. Be honest with yourself. God sees your heart. Do you love the Scriptures? Do you enjoy your time in reading them, in studying them, and memorizing them? Again, if we love the Scriptures, if we love the Word of God the way we should, and we're commanded to, we're to have the same love. And I believe we should have the same love for the Savior, for the Scriptures. Amen. And as a result of that, again, conflicts in churches between individual Christians would cease. Because if you love the book, I'm going to try to find that verse in Psalm 119 that talks about loving the Word of God. Let's turn there for a moment. Psalm 119, which is all about the Word of God. In fact, I've done a study on Psalm 119. If you're interested in obtaining that, please write in and I'll send it to you. Now, let's see if we can find that. Psalm 119, 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. See? If you love the Word of God the way you should, you won't be a thin-skinned Christian. Amen? Again, as I get thinking about this, we're commanded to have the same love, not only for the Savior, for the Scriptures, but also for the saints of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but you know, maybe sometimes you're in an airport and you get talking to someone, and that during the conversation it comes out that the other person is a Christian, and you get talking. You know, maybe there's a delay in flight and it's going to be a while, and you get talking and you think you've only been talking for about 5 minutes, but the hours have gone by. Why? Because you have a love for the saints of God. Amen. In fact, that's how Jesus said that we would show if we were his disciples, if we had love one for another. Amen. So we need the same love. The same love for who? For the saints of God. And also, we can't forget, we're commanded to have the same love for the sinner. We're to have a burden for their souls. You have a burden for someone's soul, it's because you love them. Amen. I had a burden for my mother's soul. Amen. And I didn't stop. I didn't quit. And I saw her come to Christ at 80 years of age. You have a loved one that's elderly. Don't give up on them. What a glorious day was that. She had trouble walking, but she came up the 3 flights of stairs to the church. I wasn't the pastor at the time. I was only a member. The invitation was played. She walked the aisle for the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, I want to declare myself for Jesus. I tell you, what a blessing that was. That was a handfuls of purpose the Lord poured out on me, amen. Another thing we're commanded, so we're commanded to have the same mind, the same love, and also the same rule. Look at in Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. And the reason he says we're to have the same rule, walk by the same rule, because Paul gives us the results if you don't. Verse 17, brethren, be followers together of me, mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. This is what happened to those who were not walking by the same rule. We're commanded as Christians, amen, are we not, to walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Now, what does he mean by the same rule? Well, we have the Word of God. Praise the Lord. God not only inspired his Word, but he also preserved his inspired Word in our King James Bible. Praise the Lord for that. So, walking by the same rule is following a pastor that walks according to the Scriptures, number one. You know, he sets the example as Paul set the example, as he said here, walk as I do, as your example. But the Scriptures, we're to walk according to the Scriptures. For what the Scriptures instruct us to do in the age of grace, in the church age. And of course, for doctrine, we are to look to see doctrinally how we're to walk, how we're to live as Christians, as found in the Pauline epistles. Paul is the apostle called out to the Gentiles. We're to read the whole Bible, and if you read anything out of the Pauline epistles that matches up with Paul, then go by it, amen? Praise the Lord, you can use it. But primarily, we stick with those Pauline epistles for our doctrine in this church age or age of grace. So we're to walk according to the Scriptures, not according to our feelings, amen, or our denominational traditions. All of the denominations, even Baptists, and I'll pick on Baptists because I'm an independent Baptist, have traditions. just like all the other denominations. And we have to be careful about that, that we don't make tradition or put tradition before the Word of God. Because Jesus said, when you do that, when you put the commandments of men and the tradition of men before the Word of God, you make the Word of God of none effect. And when you and I do that, we're looking for trouble. Amen. So we're commanded to have to walk by the same rule. Another thing you and I are commanded to have in common is to speak the same thing. Speak the same thing. Looking in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse number 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing. And now look at, as a result of that, what will happen if you speak the same thing? That there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. So, right there, all of these things that we're mentioning, that we're commanded to have in common as Christians, if we do them, it'll get rid of the division, the conflict, amen, the backbiting, the jealousy, amen, that goes on in our churches and between Christians. Now, the sad thing about this, I don't think this has ever happened in the history of Christianity, do you? That all Christians speak the same thing. But that's what we're commanded to do, to have in common, is speak the same thing. Have a united front. Amen. If we would do that, we'd get not only would there be no division, but we'd get a lot accomplished. Amen. Because when one person says this thing and a person says another thing and so forth and so on, oh my goodness. And that's what was going on. That's what Paul was alluding to here. See? Because what he was saying is that he was told by the house of Chloe in verse 11 that there were contentions among the Christians at Corinth. And he was going on and saying that some people would say, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I of Cephas, and I of Christ. And then what Paul says in verse 13 is, Christ divided. No, of course not. Was Paul crucified for you? Of course not. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? No. See, he's saying you should speak the same thing. Be on the same page. Amen. And he beseeched them. He begged them. He pleaded with them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you speak the same thing. And the reason he was really pressing that point was so there would be no division. See, there's division. Amen. There's going to be division when we don't speak the same thing. We need to be united. Over and over in the Pauline epistles, the same thing. One spirit. We all have the Holy Spirit. We saw that. We should be of one accord, unity and harmony. Amen. But often, did you ever go to I tell you, the worst things are church business meetings. Because certainly there, no one is speaking the same thing. Amen. Let's look at another thing. In that same verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, that you and I as Christians are commanded to have in common. The same judgment. Let's look. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. The second part of that verse, which begins with the word but. But that ye may be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. That you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. In other words, in judging things. Judging things, we should have the same judgment. We should be on the same page again. And how do we judge things? In light of the scriptures. Amen. This is your measurement. If we go by the scriptures, we will be of the same judgment when it comes to judging things. We can take anything, any behavior, any action, anything you want, and use the Word of God as the standard to measure that action. Amen. That behavior by. Notice what we read in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. In Hebrews chapter 4, look with me in verse number 12. This is why we should judge everything in light of the scriptures. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. You judge everything in light of the scripture. The scripture gets right to the heart of the issue, can cut through all the facade, all the stuff that covers, you know, what we really need to see. The scriptures will reveal things, bring things to light. Look at this. Is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's interesting. That's motivation. The Word of God reveals someone's motivation in why they did that thing. Amen? So we can take the Word of God and make the right judgment. We are to be perfectly joined together in the same mind. Why? So we can make the same judgment. Amen. And if we can only make the same judgment if we're coming from the same focal point, which is the scriptures. Amen. All churches have bylaws. They're important and so forth and so on. But the bottom line is this is our authority, the scriptures, for faith and practice. Amen. Not tradition, not bylaws, or anything else, but the Word of God. Now, the last thing we're commanded, I want you to see, is this. That you and I are commanded as Christians to have in common is the same walk. And of course, that same walk should be in the Spirit of God. But Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians with me, chapter 12, in verse 18. I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Now, in the context, we're told that Titus walked in the same spirit as the Apostle Paul when it came to ministering to the church at Corinth. As Paul didn't, Titus didn't take anything financially from them. He didn't take any pay. He didn't take any love offering. That's what the context of this verse is about. But what I want you to see is, what I want you to take from it is also, is we're to walk in the same same walk, yielded to the Spirit of God. We're to walk in the same steps. Amen. Christians need to walk in the same direction, in the same steps as who? As the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told that. And if you'll do that, your conflicts, your contention, your division between Christians, amen, and in churches, amen, will disappear. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and following. Now listen. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, here it is now, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Amen. Follow his steps. Follow the walk of the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk as he walked, humbly, as a servant, obedient to the will of the Father. Look at the verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. You know, when they spit at him and they said, I'll call him all kinds of names, he didn't answer back, didn't say anything. And when he suffered, he threatened not. He could have said to them, I'm going to poof, you know, I'm just going to wipe you people out, amen. You guys, you people of history, didn't. They beat him, they spit upon him, he did not. He crucified him, he didn't threaten them. But committed himself to him that judges righteously. He committed himself to the Father. Amen. He did the Father's will. He finished what the Father sent him to do. Amen. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. See? We're to walk in the same steps. We're commanded to do that. And who are we to follow? Who better than our prime example, the Lord Jesus Christ? So we have seen as Christians, we are commanded to have some things in common. We are commanded to be of the same mind, have the same love, walk by the same rule, speak the same thing, be perfectly joined together in the same judgment, and have the same walk or the same steps. When Christians practice these things, then there will be unity and harmony in the church and between Christians. The question I close with today is this. My friends, are you being obedient to these commands? And if you're not, then that's where the problem is. That's why you have conflict one to another instead of unity and harmony. It's all the time we have in the pastor's study. This is Brother Gino thanking each and every one of you for joining me today for the pastor's study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.